With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A 51-year-old man has been shot by federal immigration officers in Minneapolis and now reportedly died, according to a hospital record obtained by the Associated Press. The details surrounding the shooting were not immediately clear, but the Department of Homeland Security had notified the AP earlier that the man had approached with a weapon and several rounds of ammunition. Roughly 140 million people are under a winter storm warning today, stretching from New Mexico to New England. The National Weather Service forecast warns of widespread heavy snow and a band of catastrophic ice accumulation stretching from East Texas into North Carolina. Mayor Peter O'Leary is mayor in Chimney Rock Village, North Carolina.
We haven't had a major event since Hurricane Helene, and that was extremely traumatic and the worst event any of us have lived through. But to have another storm bearing down on us is certainly creates some anxious feelings. And we're just preparing the best we can to face that.
And people across the country are preparing for the storm that could impact about half of all Americans.
Forecasters say over half the U.S. population could be affected by winter weather. In Maryland, Governor Wes Moore declared a state of emergency.
Please use common sense.
In Oklahoma City, Public Works employee Michael Colbert says they had a similar storm in 2009.
Meanwhile, more than 10,000 flights have been canceled and a warning coming from the airlines.
They're hoping you can reschedule your flights as the big winter storm threatens to disrupt operations and force widespread cancellations. Many airlines are offering travel waivers as ice, snow, and strong winds will be sweeping across major hubs and regional airports in the south, east, and central part of the U.S. At least 1,700 flights scheduled throughout Friday and Saturday have already been canceled.
This is SRN News. The two biggest countries in the world are unfriendly to Christians. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
Some say the future belongs to India and China because they represent more than one-third of the global population. But they also both appear on the Open Doors U.S. World Watch list this year, an annual ranking of nations where religious persecution is the worst. India comes in number 12 overall thanks to a Hindu nationalist majority that persecutes Christians. China is number 17 for its constant persecution and repression of believers. Michael Harrington reported.
The new head of the New York City Council has a plan to reduce anti-Semitism in the Big Apple. Amongst other things, Julie Menon wants a 100-foot buffer zone established around all synagogues and Jewish schools to keep protesters at a distance. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has already offered a buffer zone proposal. It would only establish a 25-foot limit. This is SRN News. There's been another strike on a suspected drug boat. Here's correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. military says it's carried out a deadly strike on a vessel accused of trafficking drugs in the eastern Pacific Ocean. U.S. Southern Command says that the boat was engaged in narcotic trafficking operations and that the strike killed two people, leaving one survivor. Southern Command says that they notified the Coast Guard to launch search and rescue operations. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Army helicopters will not be sharing airspace with commercial airliners near Reagan National Airport. The federal government says temporary rules imposed after last year's collision of an airliner and an Army Black Hawk helicopter to improve the safety around the airspace in D.C. are now being made permanent. The FAA took steps to make sure that helicopters and airplanes would no longer share the same airspace after the investigation began. More on these stories at srnnews.com.